Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Nice!
Begin the ALCS on Saturday night. They just announced who will throw out the ceremonial first pitch for game number one.
Stephen King.
It's underwhelming. That's what I would say.
Well, that's not good.
It's underwhelming. A former Red Sox player. He's related to Tom Brady now.
Oh, Shrek.
Kevin Youkilis will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch.
He got very upset with me last year.
For what?
Because I said he was one of the ugliest Red Sox of all time. He said, you're not that good looking either there, pal. I said, I'm pretty good looking.
He could have been like, well.
So we went back and forth. He invited me into his new brew pub. So
he definitely didn't do that to Felder.
Youkilis throwing out the first pitch, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
That's a step up in the, I guess, in the order from Trot Nixon. Didn't Trot get it for game one of the ALDS?
That's awful.
Yeah, but at least Trot was like playoff hero.
He was dirty. He was a dirty dirt dog.
If Trot Nixon walked into this room would you know him?
Wouldn't because he lost all his weight. You wouldn't. He's off the juice.
I saw a picture of him. I'm like, oh, I would not have recognized
him. Did you see
his
neck? Like he's shriveled to nothing.
He just wasn't a very distinctive looking guy to begin with.
Remember
unless he was wearing
his
filthy hat.
Trot Nixon.
He was original dirt dog.
Was beloved. Overrated in a lot of ways here by the people of Boston.
I understand all that.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it lacked a little bit of marquee power.
There's a lot of big Red Sox players.
Okay, but that was the ALDS. Yeah. Now this is the ALCS. Now you should be going up, not... Would you rather have to throw out a first pitch at Fenway? Trot Nixon or Kevin Youkilis?
I think in terms
Trot
of...
Trot Nixon. Hands down.
Who's the bigger name? Who's the bigger name?
In Boston?
Yes.
Trot Nixon.
No.
I'd say Uke.
It's Uke.
Disagree.
Yeah. It's Uke.
Disagree strongly.
You know where they should really make
disagree
this?
With the both of you on that.
Uke should throw the first pitch out with a batting helmet on. They should run into the dugout and then slam the batting helmet, throw fit, and have Manny come out from underneath and try and choke him for like old times.
But I will gladly
reset that
debate this.
Oh, like Brady and the jersey stealing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then have him chase Uke all around the field and then they can pretend to happen.
That was wonderful when they did that. Played well.
One day they should have just Manny. I don't know how you would get him. Have him walk out that door in the wall. Place would go insane for him to throw out the first pitch. That'd be awesome.
I get what you're saying, Beetle. I think people liked Trot Nixon better, but Youkilis is more of a name.
I'm with him on this.
I wholeheartedly disagree with you on this.
Okay.
I mean, they're in the same department. It's not like there's
Twitter poll. Do one of those corny Twitter polls.
I'll do a Twitter poll. You want a Twitter poll?
Stewart always does.
You want to wager on the Twitter poll?
How are you going to phrase the question?
Who is the most popular? Which name resonates more with Red Sox fans?
What's a bigger name? How are we doing this?
Marquee status. Who's the more recognizable? Who's the more recognizable former Red Sox?
What does that mean, recognizable? Recognizable how?
How about this?
Like see him walking down the street? What are we doing
here? Who would you rather have throw out the first pitch if you could only pick one?
Who's the? If you could only pick one guy to throw out a ceremonial first pitch at Fenway,
that's not the question.
Yes, it is the question.
No, it's not.
That's what we're talking about. I just told you that they're going backwards, that I would much rather have Trot Nixon throw out a first pitch than Kevin Youkilis.
And I said, that's fine.
I think they're going in the wrong direction.
I'm with you.
You think they're going in the right direction.
I'm with you. I think Youkilis is the bigger name. That's why they saved him for the ALCS. Yeah. The Red Sox obviously agree with me.
You think they're saving people? You really think that's what they're saving people?
Ask Red Sox boy, Jim Louth. Jim, you're Mr. Super Fan.
Saving people?
Jim, which one's the bigger name?
Who can be in town? Can you be here that weekend?
You think they don't think about these things?
They had a home game last week. Of course he was in town.
Who?
The Patriots did. Youk was here last week.
He was?
Yeah.
He comes to every Patriots home game?
He comes to a lot of them.
So he's been here 3 weeks straight?
Yeah.
Wow. He's been here every weekend this month.
Who's the bigger name?
They got like 12 bedrooms.
Who's the bigger name in Red Sox?
Who's the bigger name? Red Sox lore.
Who's a bigger name to Red Sox fans? Is that how we'll phrase it?
Yeah. Red Sox fans. Who's the?
It's gonna be close. It's pretty.
Jim's gotta think.
It's pretty close.
It is close. But
no, you said no.
I said they're in the same department.
No.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you did.
And I also would bet my life that Trot Nixon will win.
Okay. Then
Well, that's our bet. Then I get to kill you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so Nixon had more moments.
And I'll put up a dollar.
Of course he did. Of course he had more moments. That's why for a playoff series it makes all the sense in the world to
about Trot Nixon is he had so much pine tar in his helmet you couldn't see the B, and he always had a dip in it.
Dude, he was the dirt dog.
Down
people
his neck,
loved him.
And his white uniform was never white, and he used to have these bands like around his elbows.
Now,
and,
I love Trot Nixon.
Like flex all bands. Yeah, dirty boy. I mean, dirty from dirt standpoint. Not like, hey, you're naughty.
Yeah, filthy boy.
Not that you're naughty. That you're literally dirty. He's Pigpen. He was Pigpen. I used to call him Pigpen.
Steve is in Providence today. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I just had a quick question for both of you. First,
okay.
what's the most important thing for the Red Sox? Is it pitching? Is it offense? Or is it the bullpen being shut down? And real quick, who's your one player who has to have big-time performances in this series to really give us a chance to...
Steve. Yeah, he was a little premature there. Mookie Betts needs to show up.
He needs to wake up.
And it's the Red Sox offense.
I'd go Red Sox pitching because of the Houston lineup.
For me, this team can't afford to not hit. They just can't.
Yeah.
You must perform offensively.
So you're doubling down on Mookie and the offense.
Okay. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's like not to say that pitching's not important. It's just if you can only have one with this team, what do you want?
Yeah, but if it's all hands on deck and Cora's going to shuffle guys and it's not going to matter if a guy's a bullpen guy or starter and that, I would say whatever he asks you to do, do it, and I would go with pitching.
Will's in Shrewsbury. Will.
Zo, what's up?
Will, what's up?
What's going down?
I don't know.
Hey, want to talk about who should throw out the first pitch. I think Youk over Trot. I think that's a given. Every time he comes up to the plate, you get everyone in the stands going. I think that he's a better
You know what?
Choice.
The whole stadium be going, Youk.
I'm putting it together right now.
Oh,
people.
My God.
Jim do it on the show account.
Well, he can retweet it.
Retweets? Are you one of those guys?
I want it worded the right way. Here's how it's worded. Who is the bigger name in the minds of Red Sox fans? In parentheses. Not who you like more, just in terms of
standards. No. You don't need all that extra crap.
Yeah, you do.
End it with the question, who's the bigger name? That's the debate here, Hardy.
All right, fine. I'll just leave it like that. Who's the bigger name in the minds of Red Sox
Thank
fans?
Thank you. That's appropriate. Get right
to the because there's more letters than
Hardy's trying to massage the question to get the desired result for himself.
Choice one, Kevin Youkilis.
Too much time on this.
Christopher Nixon.
Who
is it in right now?
No. That would be Trot, is how you would put that
his
in.
Name is Christopher. I'm doing this by the book.
Like, in terms of a reaction, who's going to get a bigger reaction from Red Sox fans? It's Trot Nixon. There's more
Y-O-U-K
bigger moments.
It's like having JoJo sing the national anthem at a Foxborough game.
O-U-S?
And who you like more does sort of factor into it, Hardy. I mean, you can't just eliminate that. You can't.
Youkilis spells his name funny. I think he's spelling it wrong.
Youkilis.
Boy. Alex in the truck. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So first thing real quick, it's Youkilis because he gets all the fair weather fans because people love Tom Brady and they know Youkilis is Tom Brady's brother-in-law, whatever. Anyway.
5 minutes we're giving this.
Hold on, Alex. Let me put you on.
One hour.
I would say at
ten
least
minutes.
1 hour.
1 hour.
No.
1 hour.
Hardy, 10 minutes, that's not long enough. You need to get a good sample.
Need a sample.
At least an hour, if not until 1 o'clock today.
1 hour, we're not doing
I would say an hour and 50 minutes would be great. We'd get thousands of responses, and we'd have a healthy, valid set of data.
You want 1 hour, 50 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
End that thing at 1 o'clock.
You play Apache again.
And we'll find out by the 1 o'clock hour what the answer is.
Who is the bigger name in the minds of Red Sox fans?
Boom.
Trot Nixon, Kevin Youkilis.
Good. Yes. Go.
0 days, 1 hour, 50 minutes.
Launched.
Okay, good. I'm going to retweet that.
There you go. Alex, go ahead again. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. All right, so obviously we know Belichick's pretty notorious for taking away the best player on the other side of the ball. Just thinking about this game on Sunday night, who do you think he takes away? Kelce, Hill, or tries to limit Mahomes on the run?
I think he pushes Mahomes to his left. I think he goes after the quarterback in this game. I think he tries to get him off his spot, try and get him to feel uncomfortable, try and play with a lead and put pressure on him. You got to play a lead in this game. Can't chase. That plays in Kansas City's hands and their ball control. They got to get him out of there on third down. Third down's huge in this game. And I come out with nickel, and I don't use all the safeties. I use little guys. I go across the board and just play with corners. But make sure Patrick Chung is somewhere around Kelce. I don't want Devin McCourty on Kelce. Put Devin back there. Back him up if you have to.
Key matchup of the game.
Yep.
Let's go to Fred, who's in Norwood. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. What's going on? What's up,
Zoe? What's up?
I just had a thought to throw out there. Do you think maybe Gilmore's comments, if Jacksonville comes around and we play them in the playoffs, that maybe they'll get in his head and kind of goad him into playing more man, which maybe he's not as good at? Like, he seems the type of guy to kind of take the bait on a challenge. What do you guys think?
What do you think?
I didn't hear your question.
Okay, his question is this. Because of those comments.
Yeah.
Because of those comments. If they face each other down the road in the playoffs, do you think that you're sort of baiting him into trying to play more man just to prove something when he might be better? It might make them get away from their game plan because of it. I know what you're mad about.
I'm so mad at Jim right now. Tell him to take it down then.
Take it down, Jim.
Jim just posted a secondary.
What is wrong with
you? Can't have two polls.
What is wrong with you?
Retweet Hardy's poll.
Which one? Try it, Uke.
Felger did it yesterday at 4:28. Said at 4:28 that you could rub out Kelce.
Okay, answer the question though. Do you think that they get away from their game plan or what's best for them because they're trying to prove some sort of stupid point against Gilmore?
No,
seems a little far fetched.
I think what Gilmore said and when he was asked it and how he responded was just a perfect timing thing because he just got probably immersed in Jacksonville film and he probably didn't watch Ramsey play at a high level in that game. So he probably has some preconceived notions about Jalen Ramsey. That's all. I think you got him at the perfect time, and he answered truthfully and honestly.
Jim took down the second poll.
It was what, 3 minutes, got 152 votes, 50%, 50%.
How many votes, 152?
Yeah.
That's a good number. I'm looking for thousands. We're already up to 370 votes on Hardy's, and it's 51-49 Trot Nixon with now 509 votes.
Wow. Good response by you, nuts.
I like it. At Hardy985 on Twitter is where you can find that. I've retweeted it. I'm sure Zoe has as well.
I have.
So,
didn't I retweet yours, Hardy?
I don't know. Retweet the poll.
Someone put some stupid one up from our page, like the show page. Yeah.
We just went over that. Have you listened at all this segment?
Yeah, I've been trying.
I didn't hear your question.
I was trying to look for Hardy's tweet.
Who do you think's bigger name, Uke or Trot?
What?
Hey, I just saw who's throwing the first pitch out at Fenway tomorrow. Read and React coming up at 11:36 today. Also coming up at 11:50, your chance to win a $100 gift card from Stop and Shop.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
And then he's putting a call for a big fly. Nixon high in the air, deep to center. Burns is back at the warning track at the wall. It's gone! And the Red Sox have stayed alive with a win in the 11th.
Hardy, I invite you to find equally important clips of the career of Kevin Youkilis, who I like, by the way.
Beatles trying to influence the vote. Trying to influence the vote.
Listen, this is not about who you like more, who's more important, who had a bigger presence here.
That stuff doesn't factor into who's the bigger name. It's just what name?
It is.
I like it the way it sounds or something?
To a large degree, a pink hat question. Who's the bigger name? Go home. go home and ask
it's
your
pink hat wise at Uke.
Yeah,
we got 2,111 votes to this point.
There's not a pink hat that can name Trot Nixon.
Go home and ask your brother who doesn't watch baseball, or your wife who doesn't watch baseball. Ask somebody who's not really into it, say Trot Nixon or Kevin Youkilis, who's the bigger name.
It's a great point. My wife
can't
knows
do it as a pink hat question because the pink hats weren't around when Trot was
you
in,
do
in
his, it. Oh! You do the overall. Yes, they were.
No, those are when it was real fans.
Yeah, for the most, like some of his stuff came in 03, which was the
He's
start
right.
of it all.
When did they start Sweet the Caroline? Pink hats. No, wait. When did they start Sweet Caroline? What year?
So no, the pink hats is after they won and right. when they started to be good,
Sweet Caroline.
More people started coming to the party.
It was a Sweet Caroline and on crew. Yes, totally. Jim's right here.
I think pink hat starts 03.
No.
No, it definitely did not get there yet.
That was the a-hole era.
What year did the pink hat era start in
Boston? We got our 12 o'clock hour.
Well, this is where you got to have some sort of institutional knowledge. You know, you had to have lived it. Jim and I lived it.
I was here in 04.
You lived it. Yeah, but were you a diehard Red Sox fan?
No, that makes me impartial and able to judge this with a clear mind.
No, I don't think so. I disagree.
I'd vote for
and I was rooting for the Red Sox for you, as was huge parts of the country where I was living, because nobody wanted to see the Yankees win again. Those series were captivating.
Trot Nixon's home run in 2000 off Clemens. I remember where I was. Like, that was the type of big Red Sox moments Trot Nixon had. I'm sorry.
And he's a bigger name to
Can't
you.
Can't deny it.
Overall, general
because
public.
Because I'm a real fan.
This is a world population question.
There we go.
World real population fan. Question. Who's the bigger name in Red Sox history?
What do we care about the world for? It's a Boston question.
No, it's... Do we only broadcast to Boston?
No, we're simulcast nationwide.
This thing is worldwide.
This is national.
Let me drop... Yeah. This is a Red Sox nation question. That's what this is.
Maybe we should call Sam Horn.
Like,
you know what?
Careful.
Jim, get Sam Horn.
An awful lot of pink hats in Red Sox Nation.
I think they're sort of waning. I don't know that that's as big of a thing anymore.
Is right. Sam Horn the president?
Red Sox aren't what they used to be.
Who's the president?
For all your campaigning and trying to sway the vote, you know what the vote is at right now?
52-48.
52-48. As you said, Beetle, it's close. They are in the same category.
Trot should win. And will win.
But
really,
you ask... Just a cross-section of the public. Who's the bigger name in Red Sox history? And more people will say Youkilis than Trot Nixon.
Rusty's in New Hampshire.
Hi, Rusty.
Hey, Zo. What's up, brother?
What's up?
Hey, man. You guys are missing a point about the Nixon-Uke thing. And I love Uke, too. But Nixon was a Yankee killer. And Uke ended up playing for the Yankees.
You betcha. Good call, Rusty. Jim is in New Hampshire.
So bad.
Hey, who's the bigger name out of Uke, Trot Nixon, and Johnny Damon?
Oh, God, Damon.
I say Johnny Damon.
It's Johnny Damon. Yeah, already played for the Yankees.
Yeah,
he took more money to go play for the Pinstripes.
You former Yankees. Yeah. I like the idea of Manny, though, coming out of the wall, but you got to have him zipping his fly up when he comes out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a good one.
That was a good call.
Nice attempt. Friday. Nice attempt. Brian and Beverly. Brian.
Ken better call.
Okay, Brian's not ready to go. Dave is in Nashville. Hi, Dave.
Hi. So I think this debate has everything to do with popularity.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you look at Pablo Sandoval, he's a bigger marquee name than either of those two, but nobody wants to see him throw out the first pitch. Everybody hates that bum.
Correct.
It all has to do with popularity. Who do you want to see out there on the mound? Who are you going to cheer for?
No, it's not about popularity. It's
every time someone brings up something, you say, no, it's not about that. What is it about then, Hardy? Tell us, explain to us what the hell this is about, because you've lost me.
Popularity is the wrong word. It is your media quotient or whatever term they use. Just your
Q rating.
Your Q rating. That's all it is.
Yeah, but yes,
but not sports Q rating.
Brings it up.
Why?
Yes.
Pablo Sandoval's got a big Q rating, but no one wants to see him. No one wants to see Johnny Damon throwing out the first pitch either.
But Pablo Sandoval didn't do much with this team. He was here. He didn't play a whole lot. People know the name, but it's not a big name. In the minds of Red Sox fans,
they should let the little leader throw the first pitch out.
His name is too tainted by what he did when he was here. And
I think popularity is a factor. Popularity does factor in because
that's part of the key rating.
You're trying to get a response from the fans who are in the house, you know, there to watch the game.
Yeah,
right. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a response from those people. You're
Don't get me wrong.
You're looking for a response from the people sitting in their living rooms getting ready for the game.
Among us, is anybody going to vote, you know, with all apologies? I know, you know, Zoe and Uke have a thing now.
Yeah.
But does anybody choose Kevin Youkilis over Trot Nixon in terms of the guy they want to sit down and talk to and see? No. We all vote Trot Nixon.
Absolutely.
Who's the bigger name? You just general population shotgun scatter question.
What do you mean, hang out with Trot Nixon? Why would I want to hang out with Trot Nixon?
Yeah, that's
why you want to have some beers. You know why, Hardy? Because neither one is like a big name.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
That's why it's so close.
What's it at now? How many votes?
Oh, look.
Thousands. We're in the thousands.
Another underrated Nixon was the was it Labor Day in Philadelphia when Manny asked out of the game in Philly and Nixon just went nuts, hit the game-winning home run, had a great game. Yeah.
We're at 2003,
I think, right?
2003, yeah.
2003,
Philly.
Yeah.
2000,
Labor Day weekend.
2,753 votes.
I knew where I was for that one, too.
52-48, Trot Nixon over Euclid right now. It's very close.
Mike's in the car.
I like polls.
Mike?
Hey, you guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I mean, it's hands down Trot Nixon over Euclid. Mm-hmm. I mean... He's the dirt dog. He was on those teams in the late 90s and early 2000s with all the heartache.
It's not hands,
it's hands down.
Down
Trot Nixon. He's a more likable player. You know.
All right, your phone is breaking up, but we heard your point.
I mean, he really was revolutionary. You didn't know the word blog until he was nicknamed the dirt dog and Boston Dirt Dog's blog started, right? That's the first blog I knew of. Is that right?
No.
I don't think so. I think you're reaching.
Ken Fang. Fang's bites.
Dane in Attleboro. Dane.
Hey, guys. Trot Nixon all day, man. He was like that dirt dog that personified the team when they were on the
dirty.
99 to 2004. Mm. And I'm reminded of the game that he threw the bat at the pitcher in retaliation of the Nomar getting hit. He said it slipped, but remember he threw it and he looked at his hands and he was like, oh, I don't know what happened. That's what resonates with me. Trot Nixon, baby.
Beetle, throwing out the whole who was available and, you know, when you could get the best flights for all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What started all this is that Trot Nixon threw out the first pitch for game one of the ALDS.
Yes,
and Youkilis is ALCS.
Right.
Do you think the Red Sox, if they could have had it either or, made the right decision on this?
For this particular game? If you could flip them?
We got two guys. We got Trot Nixon and we got Kevin Youkilis. One's going to throw out the game. Who should throw out the game? Who should throw out the ball for game one of the ALDS? Mm. Who should throw it out for game one of the ALCS?
Ooh.
Because this is what started all
Youkilis
this.
And then Nixon. Nixon.
And you know, I would choose that too, but if you're sitting around a room and you're trying to decide what's going to make the most impact on the people watching, yeah. I get why they chose Youkilis. I get it.
Well,
I know him. I recognize that guy, Goofy Batting Spence. He married Brady's sister. Oh yeah, I know that guy.
Hold on, who's throwing it out this weekend?
Time out,
Youkilis.
If you're, but here's the thing.
What are we even talking about? Trot Nixon.
Absolutely want to get one guy. You've got to let Trot Nixon go in the ALDS because you don't know if you're going to make it to the ALCS.
Ah!
And it's no big loss if you don't get there and Youkilis is not available. You don't have to use him for throwing out a first pitch. Maybe we're looking at it all wrong. Maybe they did prioritize Trot Nixon and he was raising money for the hurricane relief efforts down in the Carolinas. That's why he was here. He was out there on the streets talking to the people. Did you see the video of him?
No.
Out on Yawkey Way. Sorry, Jersey Street. On Jersey Street. Talking to just anybody out on the street, fans coming in, people are coming up, taking pictures with him. He's taking donations. Very charitable man, Trot Nixon.
So, by your logic, if they get David Ortiz or Pedro or someone to throw out the first pitch for game one of the World Series, he will be the third most important player out of Kevin Youkilis, Trot Nixon, and David
third
Ortiz.
Fiddle. Because what happens is those guys aren't willing to throw out a first pitch for an ALDS.
Guy,
call me if you get to the World Series.
Okay.
I'm not coming over for your little first-round action.
Right.
Okay? I'm not coming over there for that. Because if you could get them over there before that, you'd have them out there right now. You'd have them doing game one. You'd have David Ortiz out there throwing the first pitch. That's what you'd have.
You'd love that. But say it's a pitcher. I'd go with Schilling. Pedro's done it. You know, they've had Pedro back to throw out the first pitch. I like Schilling has.
Read and react here on Zolak and Bertrand. Coming your way next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins got the 4-1 win over the Edmonton Oilers last night at the TD Garden. Here is Coach Bruce Cassidy talking about his goalkeeper last night, Yaroslav Halak.
Well, I thought, like I said, he was rock solid. I mean, the first one's a, you know, it's a world-class player scoring a goal. Like I said, there's a couple that creep through him that we got breaks on. So other nights those go in, but he was square. He battles. He works to find pucks. When there's rebounds, he plays it to the end. I think he's active, trying to get out and help the D break pucks out. So did a real nice job again. He's been real consistent every time he's been in the net. Even in the game in Washington, we weren't very good. I thought he played very well.
That first goal was scored by Connor McDavid. David Pastrnak scored the equalizer in the first period. And as I said, Bruins went on to get the 4-1 win. Tomorrow, they played the Red Wings at 3 o'clock. Game moved up to accommodate people who want to watch the Red Sox. We'll play the Astros in Game 1 of the ALCS, 8:09 tomorrow night. Dodgers visit the Brewers in Game 1 of the NLCS tonight. Once again, Rob Gronkowski and Josh Gordon limited at Patriots practice yesterday. Chris Hogan missed this session with a thigh injury. Pats are home to take on Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night. Headlines are brought to you by... Hello! Brennan's Smoke Shop and locations in Plymouth, Pembroke, Brockton, Wareham, Raynham, Taunton, Stoughton, and New Bedford. Brennan's Smoke Shop, MA.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Zone. Hello, sir. More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Strap yourself in, Hardy.
And react.
I'm reading the jello pudding.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
To the window! To the wall!
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, here we go. To read and react as we get ready for a big matchup between the Patriots and Chiefs this Sunday night. We're getting ready for an entire weekend of NFL football.
Show's going
fast. Great sports weekend on tap. What do we have, Hardy?
Well, we clinched in New York in the division, and we won tonight.
React.
Hank.
You know what? You know what's bad is when the transitions are funny like that, we don't get to the freaking stories.
Okay,
like,
all right.
We sit here and we laugh at Tom Werner.
All right, come on.
And we clinched that division.
All right, here we go.
How's Roseanne?
Steelers play. Don't. Steelers play at.
Damn right they won the division.
Yeah, damn right they did, Dan. Steelers play at Cincinnati Sunday. Ben Roethlisberger, mid-season form, talking about his
Cincinnati.
Favorite subject, which is.
Or rape in the bathrooms? What? What is it?
Good God.
I mean, what is his
matter with you?
What is his favorite subject? This guy, I can't stand this guy.
Antonio Brown. And playing through the pain.
You know, honestly, we're just dealing with a little bit of an elbow issue, and it made me drop my elbow a little bit for a comfort factor, and which caused the ball to sail. I know we talked about it on this show before. When your arm drops a little bit, the ball tends to sail. And
that's right.
So in the second half, I just kind of came out and said, listen, I kind of had a talk with myself and said, I gotta suck it up and, deliver the ball the way
go
I
away.
Need to
yes.
and just kind of force
Love
my
it.
Way through it.
Yes.
Just retire already and
yes.
go away.
Big
go
Ben.
Away.
Because he's tougher than any of us could ever hope
Badass.
To be, and you hate him for it? How dare you?
No, can I I read the reason why I thought of Ben Roethlisberger and his off-the-field past. I read a great thing from Alex Reamer. Yes, that Alex Reamer, calling out the sanctimonious NFL writers like Peter King, who has announced he won't go on Barstool anymore, yet is in the same group of football writers and football media that will, you know, hold up and pray to, you know, at the altar of guys like Ben Roethlisberger.
Why won't he go on Barstool?
And prop up guys in the NFL like that.
It's a matter of Barstool. What do you do to Barstool? What'd they do?
I think that they are, you know, they're misogynistic, and he doesn't want to be associated with anything to do with Barstool because of their treatment of women.
Yeah.
Yet he'll gladly write you a great story about Ben Roethlisberger.
Right. Yeah.
Which, again,
hypocritical.
Yeah, very much so.
What's the problem with challenging it? Did Nunez hurt himself again?
I don't know.
Jesus, this guy's like my grandmother.
React.
I was just going to say, Portnoy, I think, wished death on him, too.
Oh.
That doesn't,
that doesn't help.
So he's on Dave's radar. Oh, that's good for Peter.
Raiders,
it's good for the young audience.
Raiders face the Hehawks. Hillbilly Seattle fans.
Hillbilly silly.
Known as Hehawks. Raiders face the Seahawks in London Sunday. London game is on Sunday.
Oh, talk about, would they fly the other way?
No, they would not. No. We had this conversation last year. There's no chance. No.
Go over the top?
No, no, no. They will go across North America.
Go over the North Pole.
Yeah, that's how they're going to get there. They'll go over the North Pole. No, they will go high across North America, north across North America, over to London. I'm almost certain of it.
Yeah.
Okay. John Gruden talking about making the trip. Here we go.
I don't know. I hope I can make it. Honestly, I'm not great. You know, I just get claustrophobic. My son was a weightlifter. He won a powerlifting championship in Belarus. I had to fly 14 hours. I had to fly home 14 hours. I had vertigo for a month.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even lay down. The house was spinning. So I'm hoping I don't get vertigo. I'm not a great traveler. I'll be honest with you. I hate it. I'm not good. So I'm concerned. I'm more worried about that than
about
our goal line offense right now.
It's all about me.
I'm sort of confused, though. If he gets vertigo from flying,
yeah,
does he not get it every week when he flies?
Nope. Talking about long distance flying.
The longer you're in the air, the more you're under that pressurized air. I guess it could probably increase your chances.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a long flight to go.
Yeah, but you don't
east
take,
coast to west coast.
You don't take the little planes. You take the big super ones with the double deckers.
Doesn't that make it easier?
They have. That's what I'm trying to explain. The two times we've gone to London, you had the spiral staircases. You had a little nightclub upstairs and long couches.
Nice.
You got video games. You could stretch out, and pretty much every person on the plane has like one of those pods. You can just lay it out.
But they're still going to pressurize the cabin. I mean,
the pressure? Are you in the pressurized cabin?
Because that's... Are they not
pressurizing the cabin on the 6 hour
flight? He's saying in the big double-decker, it's like, you don't even know.
But it made the flight easier. We're all 6'5 walking around in that thing, man. It's like, we got all the room in the world.
Okay, well, being able to walk
around... Is it a direct flight from Oakland to London?
Probably.
Or do they stop on the East Coast?
I don't know.
What if they stop?
What do you care?
Take a break.
This thing's got enough gas.
I care there. Because you're playing this telling me I should care. So I'm caring.
Tell you what, the lounge at Heathrow, oh my God, it was awesome.
You love that duty free.
The Virgin Lounge shops, don't you? Dude, the Virgin Lounge was unbelievable.
What about like Celsius and Capella? Do they make them share a pod because they're not 6'5?
I don't think I saw him.
TBS, can I get a replay? Jesus.
React.
Drew Brees broke the NFL record for passing yards Monday night. He was mic'd up when it happened. Here we go.
We never got to this.
We're waiting. What's that?
Oh,
hey, you're gonna accomplish
anything
in life you're
living
the
world
for, right? I love you, boy.
No, stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
This is what he comes over into Weiss wait for.
So yeah, corny. He's talking to his sons. He goes,
so corny.
You accomplish anything in life you
one's
want.
One's five, the other one's seven. You know what they were probably doing up there? Eating candy bars and ice cream.
Right.
Come on, let's go win a game.
Five-year-old, dude. Tell your five-year-old, stop picking your nose.
The same kid today to put the Jeremy Capstein freaking headset on him because he hated to be in stadiums with the noise.
Or they were trying to protect the kid's hearing. Maybe a small child in a very large stadium.
Maybe he suffered some vertigo.
Go win it. Just go win this game.
I got
game
a couple
now
issues here. Number one, they stopped the game. I don't believe in stopping games for records.
I agree.
Celebrate when the game ends. If you want to do it, you want to hold the ceremony, celebrate it. You want the fans to stick around.
Right.
You can do it after the game. Don't stop the games.
You got a.
It's just against everything that sports is. Don't stop the game if it's a team sport. No. That's number one. Number two, this little document that they gave him.
Play sheet.
It was a laminated piece of paper. And if you saw it, it was a certificate that said
Chili's
most passing yards. It looked like the kind of certificate you get when you like get 100 on the spelling test in the third grade. Like that's what this was.
It was so podunk by the league.
It was a laminated 8.5 by 11. That was pathetic. The white gloves for the football. Pathetic. All of it. The whole thing sucked. I can't wait for someone to smash that record.
Burt was like such a cool
moment.
So
lame.
Shut up, Burt.
Oh, it was so forced and
so
fake.
Stupid.
And then you got Breeze with his corny, you can accomplish anything
Listen,
in life
boys,
to a five-year-old.
Yeah, you ever do it to yours? You got kids that age, Hardy.
Not at this point.
The whole accomplish anything.
Look
it's
at
like,
that, huh, kid?
Is that what you're out to accomplish, the passing yards record, or was it to win a bunch of Super Bowls? Because how many, I mean.
Oh!
How many has he won?
One.
One.
You know how he won that one?
And he's great. No one's going to argue that Drew Brees is not a great quarterback. But say, you can accomplish anything in life.
No.
So from a young man, you set out to set the NFL passing yards record?
It's an excellent point, Hardy. If all the great quarterbacks, like the greatest of great, when you're talking about Elway, except for Marino, you're talking about Montana, Brady. These are guys with multiple championships. Yeah. This guy has just one.
Yeah.
It's 12 inches. I can tell you. It's huge. It's absolutely massive.
React.
That would be the media screen in the all-new 2019 Ram 1500.
It's at least that big. No game.
Like I said, massive.
Just sound.
Of what?
I can't even. This is Jim trolling me. This is what old school analog trolling.
I just wanted to read it as I wrote it.
He wanted me to, because Jim writes out, you know, the script, and then I go off script. Just a piece of sound from two of my favorite people, Giselle with Jimmy Fallon, promoting her new book.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes. Yes.
Shh.
Quiet.
I don't know that I can do this.
Where did you and Tom meet?
We actually had a blind date because it was a funny story because for some reason everybody thought they needed to, like, find me a boyfriend. So it was actually my third blind date. And the other two were dinners, which I was stuck there for an hour and a half, like thinking, when can I get out? Where's my food?
Too long.
The third blind date was actually Tom. And I was like, that's it. I'm not going any more blind dates. And I figured, let's meet for a drink, because, you know, a drink can take 3 minutes or 2 hours.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's
you can go drink or you can go sipping. But, you know, when I saw those kind eyes, I literally fall in love, like, so right away. I was like, what? I mean, he was just so, you know, how sweet he is.
Oh, I'm in love with him, too. Yeah.
It was the eyes. His sweet eyes.
She was in doing a fashion show at the stadium.
She was at the game. Remember
at the
that?
Game. And Brady said to his handler at the time, Will McDonough, bring her to me.
Oh, God. That's that how they met?
That story's been out there for a while.
That's how they met. So the blind date is nonsense?
I
think that's
not how I've ever heard it. She would know better than I, but I had heard it differently.
Giselle, what did you say when Tom Brady told you he was going to play for 3 more years?
Right away. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
The timeline there, I don't know when was he done dating Moynihan and started.
He gets to the stadium pretty early on Saturday.
A little crossover there.
Like Trot Nixon.
Look at that.
Like Trot Nixon, Kevin Youkilis.
Kind eyes.
It's close. Uh-oh. It's close.
I literally fall in love, like, right away. I was like, what?
Trot Nixon.
Serious question.
By the way, we're now at 4,590 votes. Trot Nixon holding steady at 52%.
It's very close.
Serious question.
Very close.
Do you think there's any chance there's a trunk in the bedroom? And he is kept there at times by her. And then she'll break him out, and they'll do like the puppet thing where he sits
on her lap. I would say there's costumes in the trunk.
But you know, when I saw those kind eyes, I was
I don't want to know what you were like. Okay, thank you very much. That's it for Re-React.
I was ready to jump their balls and just say, these guys, yeah, here we go again.
React.
Everybody, stay put. Important announcement: we have a $100 gift card to give away to Stop and Shop next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Phil Perry will be joining us in the noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Feed the Fan Fridays presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985, will score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom. StopandShop.com is where you go to learn more about that. 617-779-0985. Michael is in Brookline. He's been hanging on. Thanks for that, Michael. What do you got?
Okay. As far as the Trot, it's sort of two questions, because Trot was a much better ball player, much nicer guy, better looking, whatever. But he's also very quiet, did his job, minded his own business. Uke, on the other hand, threw tantrums and married Tom Brady's sister. Those are the two claims to fame that Uke has, is the fact that he threw tantrums and married Brady's sister. If he didn't marry Brady's sister, no one would remember Kevin Uke, because there's nothing he did in a Red Sox uniform that's memorable. other than throwing tantrums every time. I'll, you know, slamming his helmet all the time.
Well, he fought Rick Porcello. Remember that one? Wasn't that him?
He always got hit. Remember, Euculus got hit.
Who got into it with Porcello? It was Euculus.
I don't know.
No, yeah. Porcello. No, Euculus was gone, long gone by the time Porcello got here. Porcello's only been here.
No. When Porcello was in Detroit.
Oh, that's possible.
It is. I just looked it up.
I mean, Euculus is a bit of a tool, and that's fine, you know. But as far as who is a better ball player, it's head and shoulders. It's Trout. Who did more for the Red Sox? It's head and shoulders. Trout. Trout just didn't, you know, seek the limelight. So he might not be as well known.
So let's say this. If you were going to a game, who would you rather see out there? Who would you rather cheer loudly for an opening pitch? So.
Well, it's hard because I know both of them a little bit.
Oh! Yuke isn't going to be too happy with you. You're just talking, running him down for the last minute and a half.
No, I said I've met him a few times.
You said you knew him.
Interactions. Well, I know Trot better than I know Yuke. It would easily be Trot. But the fact is that he was a better ball player. Forgetting what I think of them personally.
All true.
He's a much better ball player.
Not the question.
That's not the question.
It's not even close to the question.
It's the bigger name.
Euculus. This is August 11th, 2009. Euculus gets hit between the numbers on the back, charges the mound, whips off the helmet, throws it at Porcello, wraps him up around the chest, and then they both go to the ground together. Somewhere around like second base. Yeah, between first and second base.
Isn't it great that
on the infield dirt.
You never got the forearm grazed, you know, grazed the leg or anything, or grazed the rear. He always got hit square right in the middle of the freaking back. He couldn't get out of the way. He got hit more than any other player I remember watching, ever. Even Jeter. Jeter got hit all the time on the hands because he would crowd the plate. But everybody would throw at Yuke. Poor guy. That's why he's always pissed coming back to the dugout.
5,307 votes with less than an hour left.
Okay.
52%.
Still,
and again, the question, who is the bigger name in the minds of Red Sox fans? 52% Trot Nixon, 48% Kevin Euculus.
Can we start another poll at 12:30? Who's the better player? Maybe we can do all the different metrics. Bigger name, better player. Who's more liked? Who's more popular? We can word it in all different ways, Artie. We can have all kinds of charts and graphs at the end of this.
Right. But this is...
It'll be like the Channel Market Research Sports Survey. They should have this on the ballot next year.
Do like best headline guy in a sports hub.
They should do that. They should get very specific.
Yep. Best headline
best
guy in a sports
hub. Best ceremonial first pitch thrower.
You'd run away with it.
Did the Red Sox do the right thing by having Kevin Euculus
yes.
throw out the
favorably
first pitch
or not?
Do you understand why they did it is the real question. Do you understand why the Red Sox went with Trot Nixon in the ALDS and Kevin Euculus in the ALCS?
Well, I would say the best surveyed questions are the unaided write-in answers, unaided. So we've got to word it in a way where you're talking about who would be best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be? Who would be the ideal person to throw the first pitch?
Ted Williams, if you get his head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wake him up and let's go. Done freeze that
get
thing.
One of our robot overlords to throw out the first pitch with Ted's head sitting on top.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yep.
That'd be great.
That's exactly right. Hardy has headlines here.
A lot of robot videos in the last couple of days, by the way. Did you see the one?
Did you see the one? Jumping on top of those
doing
crates?
The parkour?
What are you talking about?
Did you see the one of the robot getting the hole in one?
I didn't see that one yet.
Like, you know, the old Ping Man used to be the robot. Here's one getting a hole in one, and I salute our robot overlords. They will not only allow us recreation time, but they will instruct us in the proper ways to recreate, such as the golf robot.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're going to be an obedient human, right?
I will make a wonderful pet for the new robot.
I think
masters.
I've heard you say that before.
I'm a big fan of the robots.
Yeah.
Just they're listening and they'll remember who was on board first. This guy.
I'm impressed with their athletic ability. Very much so. I mean, how could we not? I'd love to do a show talking about how great they are.
But you know what? It's almost insulting to say that because we are talking about the superior being. They are of superior intelligence.
Well, I think it's never a bad idea to acknowledge it. Is what it comes down to.
I am a grateful servant to our robot overlords.
Hardy has headlines, and he will continue to serve his masters, the robots that will soon be taking over the earth.
Yep.